Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Preston M. Smith. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Artist Podcast. I'm Preston M. Smith, at PMS Artwork Everywhere on internet land and socials. I want to thank you for landing on this podcast. Whether you're a professional artist, just getting started in the art world, a collector of art, or just consider yourself a creative person, this podcast has something for you. I like to think of it as a fun way to rant and talk to other creative people about living the life of an artist, surviving and getting ahead in the art world, and enjoying your life. But most importantly, not waiting until you're dead to make it happen. All right, let's get started.
I'm in a lot of pain today. I think the audience will understand if I take a break for a week.
The show must go on!
Oh, God. How'd you get in here? You know what? I'm not a performing monkey. I could take a break if I want to.
The show must go on!
I guess you're right. I'll top the bill. I'll overkill. I have to find the will, after all, to carry on. Sing it, boys.
The show must go on. The show must go on.
Oh, we're done? All right, I feel better.
Oh, my God. Do I feel better or do I feel worse after that? It's hard to tell. Shout out to Queen and Freddie Mercury, of course. Well, you know, you write what you know, you paint what you know, you podcast what you know. Yes, unfortunately, I am not feeling great. I have been having some weird new symptoms in the latest saga of, or the ongoing saga of my last 3.5 years. I've been having trouble breathing for like the past month and a half. I just, like, my throat will close up, my nasal passages will close up, my heat gets dysregulated, my head gets all crazy. So, going to be doing a lot of tests, but after all,
the show must go on.
Yeah, so that's all I could muster up. You might hear a little bit low energy, but I'm going to try to bring it because I know that doing this podcast and doing my art is really the thing that keeps me going. And this is the Living Artist after all. So we are going to be showing, you know, the life of an artist, warts and all. If you have, you know, some bad times, you know, we got to talk about it. If you have some downtimes, if you got some pain, if you got some chronic pain that's, you know, maybe related to some of these things, we got to talk about it. So I am pushing through today, and I'm going to try to use this podcast as a little bit of a catalyst to kind of pull me out of the funk and to feel a bit better because, you know, I do tend to feel better when I do this podcast. A lot of times I try to mask, you know, the symptoms that I'm having and keep bringing you all good content. But yeah, the truth of the matter is that sometimes it's not a lot of fun to be going through what I've been going through. So, you know, here we are. And I just thought I would do this one off the cuff because I didn't really have a lot of time to plan this. So what are we going to talk about today? That is a good question. Well, in keeping with the theme of the show must go on, I think, you know, we need to talk a little bit about how do you get stuff done? How do you get work done behind the scenes when you're not actually showing up physically? Like maybe it's because you're sick or maybe it's because you have some sort of chronic illness or maybe it's because you just have some malaise or some depression or some anxiety or maybe it's because you just don't have a lot going on at the moment. You don't have a show going on. You're not in a gallery at the moment. You know, you're not really... maybe you have some car troubles, you're not able to get out there. So what do you do behind the scenes to kind of keep your career afloat and keep you going while you're experiencing some of this stuff? Well, that's kind of what I've been doing recently. I've unfortunately had to miss a show, a Shockbox show, because I just, you know, I couldn't go. I haven't been feeling great. So, you know, I have to keep doing my stuff behind the scenes to keep myself going. Got to keep paying the bills. Got to keep the lights on. Got to keep the creativity going. Got to keep that spark up, even though you're not feeling so great. Because let's face it, if you let that spark of creativity die, you're going to feel a whole lot worse. this purpose that we have as artists is really what keeps us going, what drives us forward in our lives and through some of these hard times. So just a couple things I would say that you can do in these down times to keep yourself going. First and foremost, like I talk about a lot of times, you can, of course, get in the studio and paint or create or sculpt, or take photographs. Whatever your art form is, you can get in the studio and you can create. As long as you don't have a serious physical limitation, like I have chronic pain and it keeps me from painting as long as I want, but I can still get in the studio. I can still do certain things to get in there and actually create and feel like I'm continuing to keep the ball rolling. Secondly, of course, and I do talk about this a lot as well, is you can work on your online game. This is a perfect time. As long as you have a computer, a laptop, a tablet, a smartphone, any of these things, you can work on your online game, whether that's social media or whether that's getting your stuff on online art marketplaces. Maybe you've been falling behind. Maybe you can restock your inventory online. You can start putting stuff up. You can work on your SEO. You can work on your website. You can work on anything that's really online. As long as you have the energy, you can even do that from bed. So that's a great way to utilize that time and to really strengthen your online game. And I've talked about that a lot in this podcast, so you can go back and revisit any of the online episodes. But that's one other thing you can focus on. We're going to shift a little bit to some other stuff like energy and mindset work. This is some of my favorite stuff to do. This is some of my favorite stuff to do in general, but especially when you're having some of this kind of downtime or you're having some sort of physical or mental limitation, this is the perfect time to try to get your energy right. Of course, you can, hire somebody to do Reiki or you can do some energy healing or things like that, but I'm more talking about ways to do some energy work that kind of corresponds to your art career as well. Something that you can kind of like sit down, do some meditation, do some visualization, start planning out what you're going to do when you're back in the game, when you're able to get out there and give it your all. Well, what are you going to do? Sit down, do some meditation, visualize. I've got some great episodes about breathing and meditation and actually utilizing visualization while you're meditating. Make a map of things that you want to do and achieve. So that's one thing that you can do that's great. Another one is, this is a great time to focus on the law of attraction, because a lot of times when you're not feeling well or you're stuck at home or you're stuck in some sort of rut, you need to pull yourself out and feel connected to something. I know a lot of people do that with religion or faith or spirituality, but you can also do that with the law of attraction. You can start working on getting into a positive mindset, into a higher frequency of something that not only pulls you out of a funk, makes you feel better, but also kind of attracts these good things to you. We hear a lot about manifestation nowadays, and you can work on that. Because I find that once you start getting your energy right, once you start getting your visualization and this whole mechanism in your body, in a flow state, it does tend to kind of pull your body along with it. It's like where the mind goes, where the energy goes, the body follows, and vice versa, of course. So if you are having some physical limitations, it can really affect your mindset. So why don't you work on hacking it a little bit by going at it from another angle, which is what I do sometimes. And I will do this with a breathing exercise, or I can just do it by sitting down in a quiet room. Maybe you're doing some health and wellness stuff. Maybe you're on a ball. Maybe you're rolling some stuff out, or you're doing some yoga, or you're doing a vibration plate, or whatever it is, treadmill, or just walking in place. It doesn't matter. But you can start using that time to start increasing your vibration and your energy and raising your frequency to a place where you can allow things into your life and into your world. That's what I like to do. I start to just, envision myself achieving certain things or things coming to me. Or one thing I used to do was pace around and just like kind of do deep breathing and visualize my paintings going out like the windows outside of the studio and just flowing to all these collectors' homes, because I just felt like there was so much out there, so much abundance, so many collectors out there wanting beautiful artwork, and why not my artwork? So I would start to visualize people making orders and, the paintings flying out the windows from the studio, packaging up and just going out into the ether or going out into different parts of the world. You can get granular about it. You can visualize what home it's going to go to, or what the person looks like, or what the home looks like. The more, specific you get sometimes, the better. But you can start doing things like this that, get you into a positive mindset, that make you feel like you are not only vibrating at a higher frequency or energy, but that you actually see a positive future coming. Because if you can see that and you can feel that, it's not going to make you feel like you're stuck. It's going to make you feel like everything's flowing from an energetic standpoint. So once your body gets back, or once your, whatever it is, your car or whatever this, the limitation is right at the moment, your sickness, whatever, whenever that goes away, you will be back and on point, and these things will be flowing towards you. So that's one that I really love to do and I love to focus on. And I know it sounds woo-woo to some people sometimes, but I think, you know, we're all artists. We're open to these types of things. And I've seen it work in my life so many times and in my art career. I've seen sales pick up when I do this. I've seen myself feel better when I do this. So it's something that I'm also saying to myself because I need to focus. That's fallen to the wayside a little bit. With some of the recent events, but I want to get back in there and start doing this again, because when I was really on my game the most, when I was selling, I'm talking, I was selling like 8 to 12 paintings a month, almost to the point where I couldn't keep up with it. And when I was in that flow state, it was because I was doing a lot of this energetic work and I was doing a lot of this visualization and even law of attraction, higher frequency, higher energy work. So that's something that you can really focus on. You can focus on that from bed. If you're bedridden right now, or you're sick, or you got COVID, or you got whatever it is, if you're in bed and you can't get up, you can do this. Your mind is free. Your spirit is free. So really focus in on getting your energy right. That's a really great hack, and it's something that will get you ready to hit the ground running once you start feeling better, once you get up on your feet. What's next? Well, another thing that we all do as artists and that we all need as artists, and sometimes we can get bogged down by life, or we can get into a routine with art where we're just pushing, 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 go, go, go. And sometimes your body or, you know, your circumstances have other ideas and they kind of ground you for a while. And that's a perfect opportunity for you to start to absorb information and to absorb creativity and to use curiosity. Like I said in the last podcast, talk about curiosity and remaining interested in stuff. Well, this is the time that you can kind of fill your bucket. So I highly recommend like getting out there, listening to a lot of podcasts, audiobooks, reading, exposing yourself to different types of movies and music. And, you know, one thing that you can really do is hit some documentaries. We can do all that with streaming nowadays. If you're in bed, you can do it. If you're, you know, on the couch, if you're, you know, whatever, if you're in the studio, you can do these things. Just look up some of these great documentaries and shows and things that around art. I've listed off some of my favorites in the past. This is another way to, like I said, fill your bucket and, you know, make sure that once you're ready to get back out there, you are ready to create and you're ready to hit the ground running. One thing that I like to do also is just, I go down this rabbit hole of researching stuff. I'll listen to a podcast and then I'll start researching something. And then once I start researching that, other questions come up. And then all of a sudden I'm doing this and this, and I'm down all these different tangents and cool rabbit holes. And I learn so much and I'm expanding my brain and my curiosity and my creativity. So that's another great way to utilize your downtime, or this time that you kind of feel like stuck or whatever. You can just fill your creative bucket, and you can fill your energetic bucket and your frequency, and you can do your online stuff. You can catch up on things. You can catch up on correspondence or emails. You can reach out to people. You can make connections, or you can foster relationships that maybe you haven't had time to in the past. It's almost like a gift sometimes when you're having some of these problems, or you're having some downtime, or you're forced to be grounded a little bit, because it's a great time to, first of all, rest and recover, but focus on the things that you might have been neglecting a little bit. And that's what I'm trying to do. Obviously, I want to be able to breathe, and I want to be able to not feel like I'm going to die every day, because that's pretty scary. But assuming I get that all worked out, I actually like and I welcome some of these times, because it really allows me to get my mindset and my energy straight. And it allows me to catch up on things that I might, like I said, neglect when I'm otherwise busy. So this has just been some stuff off the top of my head. I hope it is something that inspires you. Don't feel bad. As an artist, we all have these different seasons. We all have these ups and downs in life, and it's a gift. You know, just use it for what you need to use it for. If it's something where you can connect and get closer with friends and family too, you can use that time. But I would just say, as always, kind of flip the script a little bit. Don't get into this victim mindset where you feel like, oh my God, this is happening to me, and this is, oh, woe is me, this is horrible. I always try to flip it around and see it as, you know, a learning experience. What can I do with this? What can I turn this into that is positive? And I think if you have that kind of a mindset, we really can't be stopped as artists. So hopefully everybody's feeling well out there. Hopefully you're feeling healthy and strong and creative. But if you're not, I hope that this episode has given you a little food for thought or given you a little inspiration to keep going and to find some other avenues that you can focus on while you are convalescing or while you're waiting to get back on your feet in whatever form that is. So yeah, feel free to reach out to me on social media, and looking forward to the next episode. I do have an interview coming up that is going to be a good one. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, health willing, but keep an eye out for that. And in the meantime, stay creative, be good to yourselves, be good to everybody else out there, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
All right, one more time, boys. Sing us out.
The show must go on.
Oh, geez, that wasn't creepy or anything. I'll see you next time. Peace.
This has been the Living Artist Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I just want you to know that I appreciate you being here, and I'm grateful to be in your ears. Your art and creative life on this planet is meaningful, so thank you for sharing it with me. If you like this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on, please subscribe and share it with your friends. You can also leave me a positive review to show your support. This helps me to reach more people with the algorithmic magic and keep the show going strong. If you want to see more of what I do and check out the art that I create, you can visit my website at www.pmsartwork.com or follow me on social media everywhere at PMS Artwork. That's it for now. See you back here next time.